From the newsrooms of WBUR and GBH, I'm Arun Roth. Welcome to Consider This. From Boston, where Governor Charlie Baker has signed a massive new climate change bill into law. It's the most significant change to climate policy in the Commonwealth since 2008. Here to explain more about what's in this historic legislation and what it means for you is WBUR environmental reporter Miriam Wasser. Hey, Miriam.
Hey, Arun.
So this bill is comprehensive. Tell us some of the main takeaways.
Sure. So this writes into law a requirement that the state dramatically reduce greenhouse gas emissions. So we now need to hit a net zero emissions target by 2050, as well as some interim targets along the way. And while the overall emissions reductions are really important, the legislature was also determined to get some limits in there for six so-called sectors or subsectors. And these are things like transportation, electricity, residential buildings, natural gas distribution. And the goal of making these sublimits is to make sure that we're really decarbonizing across industries and across the state. And one other big thing I'll mention is that the law really increases the amount of renewable energy that we have to buy. This means that in the future, when you turn on your lights or use your blender, more of that power is going to be coming from clean, renewable sources. And related to that, the new law also provides a big boost to offshore wind. It nearly doubles the amount of wind energy that utilities in Massachusetts have to buy and distribute to your home.
Now, one aspect of this that we understand is pretty noteworthy, we've talked about it on this podcast before, is that this bill codifies environmental justice into law. Could you explain how it does that and then what it actually means for the communities who are disproportionately affected by climate change?
Up until now, environmental justice policy in Massachusetts has been created exclusively through executive orders, which means it's, you know, subject to change with every administration. But now, for the first time in history, we have a number of really important definitions and processes written into law. So this new law defines environmental justice communities based on criteria like race, income, and English language proficiency. And actually, this new definition reduces the overall number of neighborhoods classified as EJ communities, which should allow the state to focus more on truly overburdened communities. So there's a ton of other EJ stuff in this bill, but something that's definitely worth mentioning is how it's going to change the way that the state reviews and approves projects. And so whether that's like a big development or a new power plant. In the past, the state has only had to look at the direct emissions or pollution coming from a proposed project. But now it needs to look at the cumulative impacts, meaning how will the pollution from this proposed project add to already existing pollution. This is a huge win for activists, and you can probably see why, right? Not considering how a project fits into the bigger picture can make it easier for environmental burdens to pile up in certain neighborhoods.
So a lot of what you've laid out has been at the state level. Can you give us some examples of how people will actually feel the impact of this bill in their daily lives?
Sure. So, you know, on a smaller scale, the bill has a lot of new rules about energy efficiency in home appliances. So it brings us in line with California standards, which are the best in the nation. And what it means for you is, you know, you don't have to get rid of your dishwasher or washing machine just yet. But when it comes time for a new one, you're going to have to purchase a more efficient model. And this is actually probably good for you, too, because it should end up saving you a lot of money on electricity bills in the long run. Another way this affects you is that as we get more renewable energy and move away from fossil fuels, and as we get more electric vehicles on the road, we're not only going to be reducing CO2 emissions, but we're going to be reducing overall air pollution problems. And it is hard to understate how much pollution impacts public health. So cleaning up these carbon emissions is going to have a lot of co-benefits too.
Miriam, you've been covering this bill, not just this bill, you've been covering climate change for a while. This seems like a really big deal, right? What's most exciting or groundbreaking for you in this new law?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I think that the environmental justice provisions are probably some of the more groundbreaking measures in this, but we've talked about that. So I think my next pick would be the changes it brings to the Department of Public Utilities, or the DPU, as it's called. The DPU is the sort of state agency that no one pays attention to and you maybe have never even heard of, but it's actually super important. They're the ones that regulate all electricity and natural gas distribution in the state. And in the past, they've had this list of priorities, and that's included things like safety, reliability, and affordability, which are all very important. But now, thanks to this new law, priorities like security, equity, and reducing greenhouse gas emissions have been added to the list. And just to clarify, equity in this context means that the cost of upgrading infrastructure in the future won't fall disproportionately on those least able to afford it. So having the DPU look at the climate change impacts of a potential project, having them put that on par with reliability and affordability could really go a long way towards helping us achieve our climate goals.
Wow, this is just huge, incredibly impactful and hard to get your head around. So having you break it down is so helpful, Miriam. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
That's WBUR environmental reporter Miriam Wasser. Before I go, I should tell you what else is up in Boston. People who are homebound will start receiving vaccines today as part of a new program. It's estimated that roughly 25,000 people are eligible for vaccines but can't access vaccination sites. Amy Light's 90-year-old grandfather is one such person. She was finally able to get him a vaccine this week after trying for months.
They've been a priority, supposedly, since day one, but there was no protocols made for this group. And so it is frustrating, and he's been very stressed about it.
Eligible patients will receive the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, which requires one dose. Meantime, new research focusing on Suffolk County finds that not prosecuting some low-level offenses can actually lead to less crime. Researchers analyzed misdemeanor cases in the region over 14 years. They found that people who had misdemeanor cases against them dropped were 58% less likely to be charged with a new crime in the next 2 years compared to those who were prosecuted. Amanda Agin is a professor and researcher with Rutgers University.
Prosecuting these defendants actually decreases public safety.
The study did not include the tenure of District Attorney Rachel Rollins, who took office in 2019. Rollins has directed prosecutors not to pursue charges for low-level crimes. And for the first time in over a year, Celtics fans will see a game at the Garden tonight. 2,200 fans will be allowed inside to watch the Celts play the New Orleans Pelicans. Fans sitting courtside will be tested before taking their seats. Additionally, everyone at the game is required to wear face masks, practice safe distancing, and not gather in the concourse. From the newsrooms of WBUR and GBH, the greatest combo since professional basketball games and fans in the stands, I'm Arun Roth. We'll talk tomorrow. Speaking of podcasts, here's one more you might enjoy. From GBH News, In It Together, the podcast, brings you the latest news on the pandemic with a human touch. You'll hear from local experts and neighbors, doctors and friends, each talking about how we're all getting through these uncertain times together. Plus, I hear the host is amazing. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.